And you're very welcome to the Irish Photography Podcast, where, dare I say, on tour the whole way up in Blanchardstown, and we are at an event for Gals Gone Wild and Bernard Geraghty Landscape Tours as brand ambassadors of 53 Degrees North.
I don't know who you are, but welcome to the Irish Photography Podcast. Sit back, relax, and listen about cameras, gear, settings, stories, and all things photography. Join Dermot and Darren on Ireland's Best Photography Podcast. Let's go.
Hi guys, and welcome to the Irish Photography Podcast again. And we're joined with Darren here up in 53 Degrees North. How are you, buddy?
Great, man. Great. And excited to make the day, I suppose, and the travelling up for this event. You know, Bernard's been a regular contributor on the podcast, and now we got to meet Mel today as well so far. So looking forward to having a chat with her later, and obviously with the guys in 53 Degrees, you said from the start. Yeah. So on tour.
Yeah.
Again.
I love it. I love this crack, because, like, normally we'll be talking to each other on our computer screens, and I don't particularly like that too much, but, you know, you have to do what you have to do.
Yeah, exactly.
But
yeah,
it's great to give you a hug. And talking about Mel there a while ago, I felt like I've known her for months.
Yeah.
Like, I've never met the girl before in my life, and straight away, rather than a handshake, she gave me a big, massive hug.
Yes.
And it's just, it was so inviting, it was so welcoming, and it was just, it was really nice. So she's a really bubbly girl. I really enjoy her company so far to date.
Yeah, you know, I think it's really nice, kind of a warm and, I suppose, friendly personality, really, you know. Yeah. And I think we learn more about her, obviously, when we have a chat with them later, because it's exciting to be here from the two of them, because they're going to be the ambassadors for 53 Degree North.
Yeah.
We're in the store. We're looking around here at all this clothes. I mean, I know, Dermot, right? It's not shiny, right? But it is.
Look at all the orange stuff
exactly,
everywhere.
Exactly, yeah. You know what I mean? So there's a form of gas that you have to be careful of. But you know what? Like I said last week when we were teeing up in regards to today, I'm excited to be here because we'll finally try and get you out of a pair of tracksuits, will we?
This, well, it says, talking to Bernard earlier, saying we should start a national movement, but I don't think that'll ever happen, man.
No, we should try and think of a hashtag, Dad out of tracksuits, or something like that, you know, or no more tracksuits, or something anyway along those lines. But yeah, you know, I think it'll be a very interesting one here today. The two guys are going to be doing a talk as well, and they're going to be showing, I think Bernard anyway, will be showing some of his images, and, you know, we're going to learn a lot about clothing.
Yeah. And guess who else we got to meet, actually? Paul Collins from Today, well, formerly from Today FM. He's started his own brand new company now. Bear with me now, I'll get what's the name of it. Big shout out to Ballywire Media.
So,
Ballywire Media.
Mighty crack. That's
mighty
what Paul
crack.
Collins says all the time, isn't it?
Mighty crack.
Yeah. But yeah. So, yeah, I was good to meet him earlier too. Yeah, nice guy. We have to get him on someday and actually try and teach us how to do audio, right? Yeah. Or me anyway, because I haven't got a clue about
you
audio.
You took the words out of my mouth. I was just about to poke you.
Well, no, I did redeem myself. No, I managed to pull that one together, I think. So yeah. Let's get ready to get going here, I think.
Yeah. All right, so buddy, we'll check back in a few minutes after the guys' presentation. So stay tuned, guys. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is sponsored by 53 Degrees North. If you're looking for adventure clothing from Merrill or Sprayway or Columbia, this is the place to be. Hashtag happy out.
Happy out.
And welcome back to the Irish Photography Podcast. We're delighted, actually, to have somebody here to talk to us from 53 Degrees North. We're with Adam. Adam, how are you?
I'm good. It's warm out there. I'm delighted to be inside.
Yes. And we're really excited, actually, for the evening that's ahead of us tonight. It should be good fun, yeah?
Yeah, the buzz is, like, there's a lot of people outside. I'm looking forward to seeing the buzz inside.
Brilliant. Really good. Brilliant. And Adam, tell us, I suppose, and tell our listeners a bit more about 53 Degrees North.
53 Degrees North is a wholly Irish-owned family business.
Okay.
Believe it or not, for the big stores that we do have, it's still a family-run business. It was set up by a family. They were looking at what was going on in the Irish market. And
sure.
Ireland wasn't being serviced in the same way as the rest of the continent would be for outdoor gear.
Okay.
So they decided they wanted to set up something big, destination stores, what we call big box stores.
Yes.
Which would be your big warehouse style stores, loads of options, loads of styles, loads of brands to choose from, as opposed to the smaller high street retailers that you'd be used to going into a small area and having a small choice, small range, small selection.
Sure, and I suppose we can even see that here as this evening when we're here looking around, and the amount of different products and the different styles of different products. And Dermot, Adam, has a fascination with the colour orange. So when he walked in here today, it was like, God, they thought of me. They got it all in just for me, did they?
I love orange. Yeah. I really do love orange.
No, I have a fan for the bright colours as well. So I was the scout leader. And again, I always want to be the one that's the brightest on the mountain so everyone can see me. I love when people come out in bright colours. There's nothing worse than the weather changes and somebody standing there in a black jacket and they start disappearing into the fog.
Yes, and they can't be seen.
Do you know what though? But like, if you wear a colourful jacket, you can make a nicer picture. If you ever try to take one of these power selfie pictures in a black jacket, you don't even be seen. So.
Of course you won't be seen. No, I mean, look, if you think of like Ruben and Ruben Fields, I mean, he's a bright yellow jacket.
A luminous green jacket,
yellow, yeah. So, I mean, like with your point of view, in the orange, when we walked in here, we looked at him and, oh yeah, I'd like that. And there's a thing actually, Adam, that's in the photography world, it's called GAS. Okay. It's gear acquisition syndrome. Okay, so it means if it's shiny, he has to have it. Yeah. So now we've actually coined a new one now today, you know. So it's actually still GAS, which is still gear acquisition syndrome, but it's actually applicable in regards to the colours that we have here.
Yeah.
And I suppose, Adam, tell us what's different about 53 degrees north? What makes 53 degrees north unique?
The key thing is, again, the locations. We're out of city centre for Dublin. We're obviously a one city centre store in Cork, but it's about having a large range, lots of options. We would stock the premium brands, and that range is constantly changing because what is hot and desirable one year isn't necessarily what's hot and desirable the next year. So we try and keep up with trends as they are developing.
Yes.
Sometimes we get it wrong, but more often than not, we get it right. And again, that's what's allowed us to go from strength to strength and to build a brand the way it has been built.
Brilliant. And you know, we're here this evening, as we said earlier, for the launch of your ambassador program. So, I mean, why did 53 Degrees North say, okay, you know what, we want to have ambassadors? And same question, I suppose, why Bernard and Mel?
It was actually, to be honest, like I say, it was quite the opposite. We always try to get involved with grassroots to meet our customers where our customers are. So we've done lots of different things over the decade or so that we've been open to try and meet our customers. We did have an adventure race series for a spell. Then we would have some athletes that would take part in adventure races under the 53 Degrees North banner.
Sure.
And they would all work for a certain amount of time, and then the message would start getting lost or the value would start falling out of it because people, you just get, it's boring if you're doing the same thing constantly.
Yes.
So what we start again in that vein of trying to meet our customers where our customers are, we were engaging with our customers on our social media platforms. We were made aware of the likes of Mel from Galscom Wilder, Bernard from BG Landscape Tours.
Mm-hmm.
In what they were doing, we liked what they did, they liked what we did. When we did our adventure festival about this time last year, they were very quick to get involved with us and to help provide some services to it. So whether it was a photography class or a guided walk, they got involved. And they weren't brand ambassadors, they were suppliers as they are currently.
Yes.
But then that evolved. And we again looked at what they are doing, looked at the engagements they're getting, looked at the people they're dealing with. It's like, they're the type of people we want to get involved with. They're the people we want to align our brand with because they are exactly who we want to be. We want those people who are going out on a Saturday and Sunday, and they might not be doing big mountains, but the mountains they're doing are big to them.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not looking for the elite athlete that's trying to take on the North Face of the Eiger or do a speed record of K2.
Yes.
That pool is tiny, but there are so many more people walking their dogs in the mountains or going out as an amateur photographer and just trying to get a nicer photo or taking it as an expedition. Their expedition is leaving on a Friday evening to try and get a sunset or camping out overnight to get the sunrise.
It's fun. It's fun.
It's soft adventures, but that's what everyone, like that's 90% of us, that's our experience of adventure. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like that should be celebrated. That's, again, as we start getting busier lives, that's the adventure we get. Like
yes.
If you can get out and walk the Spink in Glendalough, that should be celebrated. As opposed to going, oh, no, we only just did the Spink. It's like it's 10K. It's in Glendalough. It's a beautiful area.
Exactly.
So with the likes of Mel, she will do a tour on the Spink, but then she'll take people painting afterwards, or she might do a yoga class beforehand. It's like, that's even better again, because it's mixing two or three different things.
Yeah, and it's like a perfect fit to a certain extent then in the outdoor type, because people, when they're outdoors, having the right clothing is vitally important.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I often notice myself, if I'm off out and I'm getting up at 2:30 in the morning, and I'm like, why am I getting up at 2:30 in the morning? But I want to get out. If I'm going to be hiking somewhere, I want to be warm to get there. But when I get there and stop, I don't want to get cold. So I want to make sure I've got the right clothing. And I think from my point of view, I really understand exactly what you're saying there, is that the people that wear the clothing every day are your customer. Bernard is your customer, Mel is your customer, and it's kind of a down-to-earth aspect, as opposed to, as you say, you know, a top-level athlete that's climbing K2.
Yeah.
We can aspire to that, but we're never going to be able to go into their shoes, let's just say. Yeah.
There's loads of aspirational stuff out there, and there's loads of stuff. Like, we do some aspirational clothing that is lovely, but most people will never use 50% of what it's needed for, what it's capable for. But that's not to say you're not going to get enjoyment out of it.
Yeah.
So if you
get
a good jacket, or you get a nice Arc'teryx or Patagonia jacket or something like that, where you've thought about it, it's a considered purchase, you put all the effort into it, you pick the one that's the right size, shape, color, everything ticks all your boxes. By the end of it, you have an emotional connection with this jacket. So like 2, 3, 4 years down the line, when you are replacing it, you have 20, 30, 40 adventures under your belt with it. You have 20 or 30, 40 experiences on the mountain where you didn't get wet, where you weren't cursing it.
Yes.
You weren't going, oh, I should have left earlier, I should have stayed in bed, or I shouldn't have stayed for that cloud to break.
Yes.
Because it didn't break.
Yes.
So that's the type of thing that we want from our gear. And that's like, I do have emotional connections with the gear. Like, again, I've been doing this a long, long time. I've lots of gear. I've had lots of bits and pieces. But when it comes to purchasing, I would be very considerate about what I'm buying and what I'm putting on myself, because I'm going to have it for a couple of years and I want it. Mm-hmm. And I want to want it.
Okay, so let me put this to you. So we're primarily landscape photographers, just like Bernard. So we don't be hiking Carrin Toohill every weekend, but we do go off to the Cliffs of Moher, off to Rocky Bay and Cork and different places around Munster and Ireland. What would be the best ideal footwear for the two of us that are every weekend are kind of going out on landscape photography?
It's going to sound like a cop-out, but with footwear and with clothing, it's what fits you best. It's what suits your lifestyle. It's about what's going to get you the best use out of it. I'm going to divert slightly. We talked about that jacket, and you go, oh, I love an orange jacket.
Yeah.
An orange jacket's great if you love an orange jacket. If you don't love an orange jacket, it's a €300 paperweight.
It
has to be the stuff that you're going to wear again. It has to be the stuff that you're going to walk the dog in and go to the shops in. If you're a landscape photographer, you're going to be static a lot of the time. So cold is going to be more your issue. Damp is going to be more your issue. So getting a boot that maybe is a little bit bigger so you can put on the extra socks inside it. Getting something that's definitely waterproof, because when you're trekking into an area, you're picking up a lot of water and a lot of moisture. It might be dry down at sea level, but for our boggy mountains, they hold the moisture, they hold the water. It's going to be wet well into July up there. So you're going to get wet in some way, shape, or form. So make sure you're getting something that fits that.
And are socks important?
Socks are more important than the boots.
Are they?
Absolutely. You should never discount how good the socks have to
be.
We sweat all the time. Okay,
I don't. He does. Okay. He's sweating right now.
Yeah.
True story. Yeah.
If we never sweat, we never have to wash our clothes. So we sweat constantly. We're sweating about a cup of moisture into our each shoe each active day. So it's an active day. So if you have a cotton sock that's just absorbing sweat and holding on to it, you could wring that thing out at the end of the day. It would be horrible. It would stink. Right, it's not going to be pleasant. But if you move over to, say, a synthetic sock, a merino wool sock, something that works with your body, taking sweat away from the body, the whole idea is the outside of the sock might be a little bit wet because it's pulled that moisture from skin to the outside. So you're always looking that your skin is dry.
Okay. That's it. That's quite interesting.
It's something people don't take into account. So the amount of people who come into us and go, geez, they'll take off their boot after a dry day and their foot will be ringing, and they go, geez, my boot must be leaking. It's like, it's a dry day.
Yes.
Your boot isn't ringing.
Yeah. It's you.
But it's the same with jackets. Again, you're saying about layering, that you want to be warm. It's always that sort of that level where you're not quite sweating and you're not quite freezing or shivering. That you have to always sort of, it's a tightrope you straddle constantly.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Look, now you know, Dermot, the right pair of boots to wear are
the right socks.
Yeah, right socks.
The key thing is layering. Lots of small layers that you can take on or add as you need to. So if you get cold, you put a hat on. If you get too warm, you take the hat off.
I always have a hat on. I have no hair.
Well, listen, we better get cracking here because they're about to kick it off. Adam, thanks a million for having chat with us. You know,
thanks for coming.
We're looking forward to this evening. Actually, I think it should be good fun, and we're going to have a word with the two guys as well, I suppose, at some stage later on. And I think there's some listeners as well coming here to see.
I saw Mark Fletcher outside. I was talking to him.
Okay, yeah. We're in trouble too. So yeah, Adam, thanks a million, man.
No problem,
a million,
guys.
And we'll have a good evening.
Talk soon.
Thanks very much.
Cheers. This episode is sponsored by 53 Degrees North. If you're looking for adventure clothing from Merrill or Sprayway or Columbia, this is the place to be. Hashtag happy out.
Happy out.
Okay, so this is my very first talk, hence the notes. So bear with me while I try and get through this and not forget, okay? We're laughing already. Hurrah! Okay, so what I want to do is I kind of want to bring you to the trail right now. And I want you to feel what it feels like to be on a Gals Gone Wild adventure. So, we're going to do a little activity. It's not difficult, you don't have to move. You have to move a little bit. So, what I want you to do is I want you to turn behind you to the person behind you. I want you to introduce yourself. I want you to get their name. And if you feel like giving them a hug, you can. And then I want you to find out where their last adventure was. Go! Or turn side to side and right back. So if you would join me in a moment of mindfulness or reflection, trust me, you gotta trust me, okay? I'm not gonna do anything. I'm not gonna come up and like spook you. But I want you to close your eyes. Trust me now. Close your eyes. It's weird, isn't it? Okay. I'm going to say a statement, and there's going to be a blank space at the end of that, and I want you to fill in that blank statement with a word that relates to this statement, okay? So here's the statement. Nature brings me. Nature brings me.
Joy.
Nice. Any other words?
Clarity.
Peace. Gorgeous. Anything else?
Serenity.
Home. Oh, love it.
Happiness.
Great.
Hay fever.
I mean, you're not wrong. Blisters. Mosquito bites. Yes, exactly. If we can reconnect to nature, we can reconnect with ourselves and begin the journey to self-love. This is one of my favorite quotes, and I had actually saved it in my phone years ago without even realizing the impact that this was going to have on me. And I actually, in fact, hiked the John Muir Trail a few weeks ago. So, pretty weird. I think the universe was setting me on the right path, I think. There is a love of wild nature in everybody, an ancient mother love ever showing itself, whether recognized or not, and however covered by cares and duties. So we really need to find that time and that space to reconnect and get out and go on adventures. Forget everything you've done, start over. Seems pretty savage, but you're allowed to reinvent yourself. And that is exactly what I did. I was in a really dark place. I was in a place that I wasn't sure I was ever going to come out of. And I chose to reinvent myself into a better human and into something better for myself. So forgetting everything that you've done, it's okay, because you know you've got time. Like, you're allowed to start over at any point in your life. I started over with GGW. I came from a retail background of 15 years, and now I run a women's outdoor adventure business. Crazy, but it can be done. And I think we'll get into that at the live podcast. I'll kind of explain a little bit more of how that happened. I'm Mel McDermott. I'm the founder of Gals Gone Wild, and I'm the proud ambassador of 53 Degrees North.
Basically, I suppose what I do is similar to what Mel does, just in a different way. We spend a lot of time in the outdoors, and it's same thing, just sunrises, sunsets, and hiking involved and stuff like that, but slightly different, just with the element of photography. Talking about scale, it's something I talk about in the promo video that we've been releasing the kind of past couple of weeks, is capturing someone or myself in a scene to really show how small we are, because we all go around and we have these little egos, and we can be cocky or arrogant or whatever, but realistically we're a nothing when it comes to the size of the world. And 50, 60 people here might know me, but the other, you know, 8 billion haven't a clue who I am or anyone else is. So it just scale. And people always say to me when I go to these places in the middle of winter, like, what are you doing going there? Like, the weather's pure miserable. And it's like, well, I love misery. I really do love misery. And I actually remember the boys from the Irish Photography Podcast seeing it on my Instagram stories, and they were like, dude, can we do a Skype podcast now straight away? Like, you know, so I was, imagine there was 4G up here and I was able to Skype them and we do a podcast. So that's just mad, you know, to think that, you know, you can go to Clondalkin and there and there's no signal. You know?
Yeah.
They've stolen the mass.
This episode is sponsored by 53 Degrees North. If you're looking for adventure clothing from Merrill or Sprayway or Columbia, this is the place to be. Hashtag happy out.
Happy out. And you're very welcome back to the Irish Photography Podcast, where we got to sit down and we got to watch 53 Degrees North brand ambassador Mel McDermott and Bernard Geraghty give an absolutely fantastic presentation. Welcome to the podcast, guys. How are you?
Thanks very much. I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Bernard, come on, say hi.
How's it going?
How's it going? There,
everyone knows me, so I think we'll let Mel speak for a bit.
Yeah, you're from Cork all of a sudden, are you? How's it going?
It's been hanging around you for 5 minutes.
All right, okay, yeah.
One of the girls asked me, they were like, where is he from? And I was like, Cork?
the amount of people like come on the workshops.
From Kildare.
A few weeks ago, someone came on and was like, Jesus, you can really hear the Limerick in you. I says,
the Limerick in you?
Why? Why? And I said, I thought you were from Limerick. I said, no. And you get Wexford a lot as well.
Wexford,
the two biggest insults ever. Like, I'd rather be from Dundalk. Apologies.
So what, you're insulting everyone tonight. You insulted everyone from Clondalkin as well?
Yep, yeah. Rightly so.
My dad's from Clondalkin.
And I'm insulting him as well.
Anyway, right, let's get down to business. Yeah, let's get down to business.
Yeah.
Why are you guys here?
For the crack, like.
For the crack, that's it?
No. We are proud ambassadors for 53 Degrees North. They're an amazing outdoor store and company. I personally love them because they have actually been with Galsgenwald from GGW's infancy. So back since 2017. So when nobody even knew who Galsgenwald were, they were supporting us from the get-go.
Wow.
They kind of saw what it was that I was trying to achieve, and they kept an eye on us. And they had us take part in their very first outdoor adventure festival, which happened last year. And they had us leading hikes for that. So I think it was only perfect for them to ask me to be their ambassador and for that relationship to
flourish.
Happen. Flourish, yes.
Flourish,
yeah,
yes. I read a dictionary before I came here, so yeah.
Very good.
So what is Girls Gone Wild? Tell us.
So we basically just drink heaps of... No, I'm kidding. Copious amounts of alcohol. So Gals Gone Wild, we're basically a women's outdoor adventure company. And we run weekly hikes all across Ireland. We started back in 2017, like I said, with just one hike a month. And now that is 10 hikes all across Ireland. And we have GGW, we call them GGW tribes, Gals Gone Wild tribes. We have them in Galway, Cork, Sligo, Dublin and Wicklow. And it's gone from hiking, from just hiking, to we do surf trips.
Drinking.
We do drinking.
Green tea.
Yeah, green tea. Mm-hmm. All wholesome. Wholesome fun. And, oh no, he's taking a live video.
We're okay with that.
Yeah, you know, it will be included in the podcast when Bernard is recording like this. So yeah,
Bernard
is
such a melt. I'm trying to talk here. It's distracting me.
Sorry.
So, what I was saying was, We do loads of different trips. We've actually started to go abroad now, so we do getaways. So we'll do a live surf adventure getaway. We do a live yoga adventure getaway.
Brilliant.
And we also do trips, just kind of all over Ireland. And we do challenges. We do like a 6-week Carn Túthil challenge. We'll do a 6-week beginner challenge for people new to hiking. We're doing a 5-week Wicklow Way challenge, and on the last a 5-week Wicklow Way. So we'll take on a section of the Wicklow Way each week, and it's about 27 kilometers. And then on the last week, we're going to camp overnight and then finish off the next day.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
that is awesome.
Yeah. That is actually brilliant, you know. Yeah. Because, and if you think in regards to the gear that you're going to wear when you're going out for 5 weeks, it's important that you have the right clothing. And you know, we're here in 53 Degrees North, which is amazing because we're in the right place to talk about the right clothing for hiking.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Which is one thing I saw, there was this guy and he went, I won't say who it is, and he did the Wicklow Way. So you do it between, you know, over the course of 5 to 7 days. And he was like, I'm going out and I'm going to do this, you know, long distance hike, and brought all the gear with him. And he was like, any tips? And I was like, yeah, man, like bring, like put all your stuff in waterproof, like
dry bags.
Like put your stuff in dry bags because it's Ireland, like it rains all the time. He obviously didn't do that. and he had to leave after like the second day.
It's
like tip number one, have really good waterproof clothing, which you can get at 53 degrees north.
Shocker. Absolute shocker.
And also, yeah, like put your stuff in dry bags. Like we're living in the probably the most rainiest country in all of the land.
Did you say rainiest?
That's a word.
That's a word.
Is
that
a word?
Excuse I thought me? You swallowed a dictionary before you came.
I know, right? Probably rainiest? The Irish dictionary, I'd say now.
Fluck McCracken.
Fluck McCracken. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He thinks that's a person.
That's a person's name, yeah. How's it going, Fluck?
I look him up there on Facebook later. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Mel, tell me about what gave you the idea for the business, like?
For Gals Gone Wild?
Yeah.
It was on a solo hike, actually along one of the sections of the Wicklow Way. I had just gotten into hiking and I had gotten into solo hiking. I love my own company. I think I'm hilarious and I love just spending time with myself, especially out in nature. Because I think you have to have a lot of self-love.
Yes.
It's important. And I talked a little bit about that in my talk earlier on. But I was doing this solo hike and I just remember being like, this is great, but it would actually be really nice to share with some other people, because I had like roped in all my friends to come on all these hikes with me and they were amazing and they were so supportive. Some of them are actually here tonight. Thank you so much, Ruth, for coming. But I kind of wanted to share it with like a wider audience, and then I would like come across all these spots. I was like, oh, that'd be a really cool place to maybe do like a little mindful moment where we could like sit amongst the trees and like listen to the sounds of nature. And it's like, oh, this would be a cool spot to maybe do some yoga, and oh, that'd be a nice little spot for like a break. And then I just decided, feck it, I'll just do this, like, and I'll put it up on like kind of similar to yourself,
social
media, put it up on Facebook. This I think it was like a sunrise hike. I can't remember what I called it. And 30 women signed up to it. 30 women signed up to
That's
it.
That's brilliant.
Which just goes to show that there was a need. There was such a need for a community of women to get out together and to go hiking. And that's kind of, how it was born, I suppose.
Okay.
Just on a completely random solo hike.
And actually, you know, what I love about that is it's not just hiking, as you say.
No.
I mean, you've got yoga, you can go for a swim, you can go for a kayak. But, you know, I think, Bernard, you alluded to it as well when you were talking in regards to why you set up your business.
Yeah.
But it's the people that you meet that make it all worthwhile. You know?
Oh, my God, 100%.
And do you find that, I find it, like, and I think I'm a confident person, but do you get nervous before your hikes?
I get nervous all of the time.
So do I. And it's so hard. Like,
really?
It's you wouldn't think it.
It's surprising now, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then you think, oh, Jesus. And then you actually get on the workshop and it's like, oh, my God, the best day ever. it's unreal. And especially like with new clients, you know, because you don't know what they're going to be like. It's crazy. It's crazy, but it just works.
But you know, I think you have to have a small bit of nerves to make sure 100%. That it goes right. Because if you don't, it's like, ah, sure, yeah, whatever. It'll be this. But then you're not really excited about it.
Yeah,
and where it comes from, I think. You know,
if you get your nerves, then and it is a great day. It's always a great day. But if you have your nerves and something special happens, it's like, and every time, like, I don't know why you get nervous, like, and then you just do.
Yeah.
But you know what? When I was doing wedding photography, I was always told that nerves are a good thing.
Definitely.
To keep you on your toes and you don't make mistakes.
Well, I wish you would have told me that last night, because I was up till, I think, one. Like, this is what's so funny, because some people came up to me after and they're like, oh my God, is that the very first time you've done a talk? I was like, yeah, man. And I was like sweating.
Yeah, man.
Throughout the whole thing. I was like, that was so scary. I was like, I don't even remember what I said. My cards got all jumbled up and I just put them on the desk and I just kind of went with it. But last night,
awesome.
You should have seen the monstrosity that I had like made on my table of like all these notes, and I was stressed out, and anyway, gone off on a tangent, but yes, it's so normal.
We were told you go off on a tangent.
I told you that.
I told you.
I was like, by the way, I'll go off on tangents, you need to like rein me
in. I'm not prepared for the consequences to be the one to tell you that.
Bernard just gets a dig in the chest.
Yeah.
And you know what, I suppose even a question there for you, Bernard, first and foremost, you know, how important when you're out hiking, and you know, we're here for the, I suppose, the launch of your ambassador roles, but how important is clothing when you're out and about?
Just one thing. We have a crowd of about 30 people there looking at us. This is amazing.
I'm so sorry.
Joe Daddy is staring at me with this weird kind of perplexing look upon his face.
Hey, because Joe's going, I was there at one stage and I was talking to you guys a while back.
And like we have, you know, Reuben making funny faces behind you.
Hello, Reuben.
Where's your yellow jacket?
But going back to the point, I suppose if you're into hiking, you're kind of mostly always moving. But as a photographer, you can be hiking, but even if you're not hiking, as I say, some of the pictures, you're standing in the rain for 2 hours, 3 hours on end, and it's important. And do you know what? I've gone down the route of getting the cheaper gear, you know, and it's grand for a week.
Yeah, I actually can't, I couldn't agree with you more.
And I had someone today talking to me, and they're like, oh, I'll go to such, you know, not to such a store, but such, you know, I'll go see if I get such and such. Like, you can, but they don't do it in Gore-Tex, they don't do you know what I mean? And I've gone down the one, and you go over a fence getting up a mountain, the next thing the trousers are split, or the jacket will rip somehow, and you just get wet anyway. Like, you're getting wet all the time anyway, so it definitely does pay to invest in the gear.
What's the importance of Gore-Tex? Everyone goes on about Gore-Tex.
It's windproof and waterproof.
It looks great.
Okay. Gassy head and her.
Yeah. Looks great.
It looks fab.
It's from a point of view, like, you know, if you get wet, you get hypothermia.
Yeah, which is like actually has happened once on the trail with GGW, and it's because the girl didn't have the right clothing. Wow. And we send out an itinerary, we send out a checklist of the right clothing and what it is that you should be wearing. But we, you know, it's kind of hard to monitor that.
Yes.
And, you know, they're all adults, they're all, you know, they're told, so it's up to them to make sure that they have the right gear. And we were coming off the mountain, and she was like borderline, she wasn't hypothermic, but she was borderline, like, wow. She definitely could have, we had all of the right first aid and we had the blankets and stuff, so she was fine. But in Ireland, like, we have that weather where you need to have the right gear, like, you it's so important. And also, it's so much more enjoyable if you have the right waterproof gear.
You can do it in any weather. Like,
you can do it in any weather. Like, that sounds, oh my God, I literally say it. But, like, you can. You
no
can
such
hike.
Thing as bad weather, just bad preparation and bad clothing.
And you know what? It's interesting because Dermot, from a photography point of view, I joke him all the time, he never does any planning of anything at all, right? But one thing is that when we're out taking photos, as you say, you know, if you get out and it starts piss rain in the first 10 minutes, you're soaked.
Yeah.
So he goes out, and I kind of said to myself, you know what, we've got to try and create a whole new thing here. It's a new movement, right? We've got to get Dermot out of tracksuit pants.
I'm not wearing a tracksuit pants today.
And I'm bloody Michael Jordan's.
Yeah, and he did know, to
hold
be fair,
on,
he dressed
Croc
up today, you know.
Okay, you have no right to slag somebody
hold
else
on.
About their choice
hold
of
on.
Footwear.
If you're in a pair of runners,
this guy
and
wears
socks.
Crocs.
Yeah.
Hiking.
We
I
all know.
Dale. You're speaking to a podcast of people who know my obsession with Crocs.
Oh, okay.
But,
well, then, whatever.
The thing is, though, with the Crocs, right, I bring my boots, and if I have my boots and socks in the bus, I go back, my feet
in
are wet.
In the what?
My bus.
You said in the bus.
In the bus. Right? Sound like Kazakhstan.
It's in the bus.
It did sound like that, yeah.
It's the red bus outside,
It's like the League of Nations here, you know what I mean? Jeez, I'm going to get some stick over this. Listen, it's better, there's either one or the other. I do A's and M's, or I change me bloody accent, you know what I mean? Like, bye.
Anyhow, enough with like, taking the piss out of Cork. What about your Crocs?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. So, you wear the Crocs out, and I stand in a river, and my feet get wet. Right, driving half an hour from the next spot, my feet are dry because of the really heater in the bus.
Yeah.
And then if it's a bit of a hike or whatever, the next spot, we go up a mountain, I throw on my socks and my boots, which are in the boot.
But okay, I'm going to try it sometime.
I encourage people,
Because
especially me personally, and I like to get people into rivers, and there's a couple of guys here.
I know, you literally dragged me into the fairy pool.
Yeah, he's actually amazing.
And why? Because if you do that, you have a pair of Crocs, you can strap them onto your bag and they don't weigh a thing.
Yeah.
Your feet get wet.
Yeah.
Get out of the water, 2 minutes later, your feet are dry, and put on your boots and socks.
So with that
top tip.
Yeah, but you know, with that in mind, right, so here you are wearing your Crocs. There's only a certain amount of things that you can walk on that's not going to go up through your foot.
That's what you think.
Yeah, you reckon?
I went, then a nail came up to me one time. He got out there fairly rapid when he seen how angry I got.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So, like, when we talk in regards to hiking and hiking equipment, for me, and we were talking earlier in regards to Adam, right, and the importance, and Dermot had a very good question, which is the best boots to wear. And his answer was a very simple one, which is the ones that are most comfortable for you.
So true, yeah.
So when you think about that, Bernard's Crocs are the most comfortable for him.
No, I'm really slacking.
But
there
but
are times,
the times
when
you have
to have a different
like,
proper boots.
I tore ligaments in my ankle, obviously everyone fucking knows that. Said it enough.
Did you?
But people were like, oh, you shouldn't be bloody hiking mountains with Crocs. Again, I said this before, but I wasn't.
Yeah.
Just.
But the thing about it is, like you say here, in regards to you get your feet wet, and if you're wearing boots and you're wearing heavy socks or whatever it may have been,
they're wet for the day then.
Exactly, and there's no way that you can dry those underneath the footwell of a car putting it on full heat.
But I encourage people to bring Crocs, not just Crocs, or flip-flops, you know, for the easy spots on the workshops.
I have flip-flops.
You are a flip flop.
And they're called thongs for Australian listeners. Yeah.
But yeah, take the Crocs off and you're going up the hills.
But you know what? I'm after getting a pair of Merrell boots tonight. And yes. I tried them on.
Me too.
And I got a pair of them. And they're freaking awesome.
They're so comfortable.
I couldn't believe how good they were.
I'm not going to lie.
They're awesome.
They're pretty
kicking.
Yeah,
I have them on as well.
You okay, hang on. So you're all I'm wearing my ordinary shoes. I feel very left out.
Do shoes.
I am from Cork, I suppose.
I was about to say high school. Yeah, secondary school.
Yeah, they're made by the McCrackens.
The McCrackens, yeah.
Fluke McCracken. There's
a lot of in-jokes going on here that I don't know anything about.
Oh, you haven't a clue either, Scott.
Fluke the McCracken is wet to my skin, but Dermot doesn't do much Oscuilga.
And he would think it's a name.
So he'd think it's somebody's name, yeah.
Ah, yeah, just he's a massy, doesn't he?
53 degrees on.
Well, my parents who are here, they are in retail and they're a small family-owned business, and we hire family members. 53 is obviously an Irish-owned business,
yes.
Irish family.
Yes.
I've always shopped with them and our relationship just grew.
Yep.
And it's just led to this and it's been an amazing journey with them, and I simply wouldn't go anywhere else, online, anywhere else, because it's incredible their service and just the people in it are amazing, and it's led to these opportunities which will hopefully benefit all of us.
And I do think as well, you know, that when you look at the variety of choice that you have, from a hiking point of view, from a camping point of view,
and a fashion.
Right, it looks well. Dermot, like we said earlier, Dermot loves orange, and everything was completely orange, right? But you used something when you were away in Lofoten.
Yeah.
And Dermot had to go, what the hell is that? And it was called a bivy tent. Yeah? As they take a selfie here, yeah? So,
yeah.
Was it called a bivy tent, yeah?
Bivy bag. So it's not a tent, it's just a bag. It's like a body bag.
It's actually
just
a plastic bag.
Yeah, so you lie in that.
they charge money for it.
Literally, but they are...
No, but seriously, I actually have one in my backpack. Sorry to cut over you. They're so important. They actually do save lives. I'm not even... And they...
Don't apologise to him. It's okay.
You don't need to apologise.
But yeah, bivy bag.
So, from your point of view, in all the range of the products that 53 Degrees North have, what's been the best accessory that you've used so far? And I'll ask Mel the second, that same question after you answer.
A polar jacket. I got a North Face polar jacket. And it allows me to stand in minus 15 or 20 degrees Celsius in Lofoten, or on Lofoten, and just have a t-shirt underneath.
Okay.
That's it. Like Gore-Tex, it's expensive. Like they're like 700 euros.
Okay.
But
they do exactly what they said in the tin.
And you don't have to put 10 layers on. You're going around like the Michelin Man, not able to move.
Yes.
This, your t-shirt and a jacket, and that's it. And you're cozy and you've got full movement and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. And Mel, what's been the best accessory that you've used so far from 53 degrees now?
I'm going to say it's actually my wetsuit, because I'm so obsessed, bro. I got it in the junior.
You got it in a junior?
Yeah. So I'm actually pretty chuffed with myself that I was able to fit into a junior kid's size.
I must try that.
You should. I think you would fit.
I think so.
Do you know what? I'll tell a tale there. I actually buy kids' compression gear because I'm so scrawny. I actually fit into kids' compression gear stuff.
Size 14 Jordans then. Yeah.
But sorry, Mel. Go on.
Well, my wetsuit. I think it's like my
favorite. What wetsuit is it?
It is an O'Neill's.
O'Neill's, very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, really nice. Really, really all round for Irish.
He's in surfing. He's an Irish fella, that lad.
5'3", wetsuit.
That guy that owns O'Neill.
Is he?
I think he is. I think he...
I would...
No, I'd imagine he, so, with a name like O'Neill. Yeah, he's hardly from Japan.
No, he's in the States, or he was...
It's Australia.
I'm not sure if he's still alive, but yeah,
it's... Australia.
I'm pretty sure the guy is like... Yeah,
the base in Ireland,
That's a different O'Neill.
Oh, yeah.
That's O'Neill's. We have O'Neill then. I think originally Irish, or family is Irish or something. Could be wrong. Could be talking through my mouth.
You probably are.
Mouth,
I mean, you normally do like. Yeah.
I could be talking through my mouth.
Where else do you usually talk from?
We need to do a hashtag and just put that talking through your mouth. Yeah. So the hashtag of 53 Degrees North is happy out.
Yes.
That's pure class, I have to say.
It's simple.
It's so simple because it's so, actually, God, it is so simple, isn't it?
You could have
smart marketing right there.
Hashtag you should get out right now and
I mean, it's
go
not as good as
hills.
Hashtag confidence to conquer, but it's good. It's up there. It's in
Bernard,
my top three.
What's your hashtag, Bernard?
Talk to them out.
Hashtag true story. Yeah.
So guys, some of the products that are here today would be like Columbia and Sprayway and Merrill and some other brands. What's your favourite brand that you like to use?
Well, actually, I have just found the Sprayway brand, and I'm actually currently wearing it. So good. And yeah, this sounds like such a pitch. And it's so affordable and it's so comfortable. But honestly, like, honestly, because most people kind of go for North Face or they go for Patagonia, which they also stock here, and which I love. I absolutely love Patagonia. But Sprayway, I think, is like bang for your buck. Like, you are getting such good quality for actually a really good price. And it's really nice colours and it's comfortable.
I love the colour because it's orange.
Yeah, it's not orange, it's peach.
It's okay, German sides are broken today, because
like
he said he did say earlier that Ruben Fields normally wears a green jacket. I mean, everybody knows it's a yellow jacket.
If you get confused, just think of Fluck McCracken.
Feck off the 3V now.
Don't get me involved in that.
Oh yeah, sorry, 2V, sorry Mel.
But I suppose I'm kind of like you with gas when it comes to equipment. I love to be wearing one brand. Do you know, no particular reason. Like, you know, if I'm wearing North Face, I like to be all North Face or Patagonia or whatever. And one I want to kind of actually start like trying out is the Sprayway, because it's not local. I think it's from the UK, but that's fairly local to us.
Sure.
You know, and
across
they're
a small
company, up and coming company.
Yeah.
I believe Kerry Climen use a lot of Sprayway stuff as well. But, you know, they're I suppose the elite company for the, all the like technical climbing on Caron tools. So if Piers is using it and his team are using it, well then
it's good enough for you.
It's good enough for me. And if again, coming back to the local, I love my North Face stuff, but you know what, if you can support a small local business, well, and that's it, you know.
Happy days.
And I suppose, you know, question that I have in regards to getting out and about, right? So you mentioned a second ago about the extremes. So you've got the polar jacket, okay? So you're not going to really wear that in Ireland.
You can't. Okay, because it's not even in Iceland.
It's so warm, right?
Just bought it for Norway. For
above the Arctic Circle.
Yeah.
So what would be Bernard Geraghty's top tip in regards to people going out in Ireland and hiking? What would be the clothing that they'd need to have? And I suppose, Mel, the same question then to you. So
I always just say that you need to have a pair of just comfortable leggings. I don't think you need to go and fork out for like really expensive hiking trousers like just yet. So leggings, and then just get a pair of like really good waterproof over trousers, and then store them in your bag. But get ones, this sounds so silly, but get ones that zip up all the way up to the top, because what you don't want is to get the ones that zip up just like part of the way, or like have two buttons,
and then you have to take off your boots.
Because when I got into hiking, my very first pair of waterproof pants were ones that had two buttons, and I would get soaked.
Yes.
So yeah, really really good hiking bottoms, and then make sure that you just have loads of layers, like loads of really good warm layers, because that's what you want to do. Ireland has such interchangeable weather. You want to be able to take something off, put something on, you know, because it can go from hot to cold in like
the weather is bipolar, really.
It is completely.
Hi, I'm snow. Hi, I'm rain. Hi, I'm warm. You know, it's just crazy.
Hi, I'm Fluck.
I'm feck off.
That's Squeal, yeah. Fair play to him. He's learning it.
Then there's actually, do you know, I have a pair of them, Berghaus.
What?
That's what I have.
They're another brand. So they do bottoms, Gore-Tex bottoms.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they're not ones that you wear all the time. You can literally wear a pair of shorts or whatever, and if a star trend pull these up, they zip all the way up. They're Gore-Tex, they're about like £90. You don't wear them on your regular hikes because your legs would just like heat up. Mm-hmm. But they're so light, you keep them in your bag, they weigh nothing, and pull them up over, and rain, wind is not getting in there. And that's the difference. And like, you don't have, everyone thinks Gore-Tex, you know, and I keep saying it because I believe in it. It's great being out there all the time with it, but you can get Gore-Tex jackets for £150. You don't have to all be 500-600.
Yes.
But these Berghaus bottoms are the absolute job.
Yep, I have them.
You know, they are the job.
Yeah, they're really good.
And okay. Very important. So mine would be the same as kind of Mel, you know.
Brilliant. All right, so guys, I think we're going to leave it at that. You've been an absolute joy to have on the podcast. Especially you, Mel, not so much him.
I know, he's really annoying. I'm like way more fun. You should get me on here more often.
I agree with that. I think Bernard should be replaced.
He talks through his mouth. That's the problem.
I just feel I got bang for my buck this evening. I got to,
you sure
I got,
it is.
No, I got to give a presentation, and I got to watch a bloody Keith Barry show at the start of the presentation that Mel done. Everyone like was, it was like, you know, everyone, now you need to turn around and, you know, obviously make conversation with a stranger, which was, and it did, it was great. But it was literally from the outside in, it was literally like people going, you know, hugging each other and stuff.
So I thought it was quite funny. You said everyone has to turn around and talk to each other, whatever, and everyone did, and there was some dude just sitting there just eating a donut and talking to the other one. I thought it was the funniest thing ever.
Everyone got so immersed in talking to each other. Mel's just sitting down there like, okay, can you hurry up, please? I want to get on with my presentation.
So for the people that are listening, what I was doing was I was bringing the audience.
It was amazing.
It was very good.
That came all the way over to see us talk. I'm like, thank all of these people that are here. It's crazy. Amazing.
They're pretty awesome.
Yeah. Like there's people left here as well at this time of the evening, which is
amazing. We have Mark Fletcher over there. Fair play to Mark.
Mark is a great workshop participant and a great listener of the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
That's slightly awkward. Hello.
Well, yeah, anyway, tell them what you were doing.
Oh, yeah. So what I was doing was I was trying to bring, because there's some of these, you know, the people that have come along had never heard of Gals Gone Wild or don't know what it is that we do. So I was trying to bring them on a journey to the trail.
Yes.
So trying to, like, get them to experience what it's like to come on a Gals Gone Wild hike. And what we do on a Gals Gone Wild hike is at the start of a hike or somewhere through it, we'll get the girls to stop and we'll get them to... And we say, grab somebody that you haven't spoken to yet, introduce yourself, maybe give a hug if you feel comfortable, and then find out, like, an interesting factor where you went on your last adventure. And what it does, it just breaks down those barriers. It gets everybody talking, gets everybody interacting, and then you don't feel so nervous and anxious about meeting new people. So that's what we did, or that's what I did at the very start of my talk. Mm. We had everybody sitting down, and I said, right, everybody, turn around to the person behind you and do that. And it was just like this... And then everybody was best friends, and it was great.
And you know what the lads said to me then, in the middle of all that, they're like... I know what you're thinking. I says, what? At your next camera club talk, you're going to do that.
Yeah. Oh my God. I think everybody should absolutely.
It's if a fantastic icebreaker.
And it's so simple.
Yeah. But I tell you so much, if Bernard Gertie tried to give me a hug, he'd get a cratty chat straight to the neck.
Who would you get to do that?
I was thinking
at the start of my presentation, I said, now that you're not strangers to the fella beside you or behind you, turn around and ask him for a tenner.
All right, so guys, we're going to leave it at that. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much to 53 Degrees North for inviting us up and doing an absolutely fantastic presentation. Really guys, good. Well done.
And thanks to everybody who's still here listening in to us as well, which is amazing.
Perfect.
High
five.
Oh, that's a great high five.
Yeah, it went on for fucking...
I'll leave you hanging there,
I'll see you, Darren.
Huh?
So I'll see you later.
All right, bye from me. Slánga fóill.
See you guys.
And from me, Flóc McCracken.
Ew.
If you've enjoyed the Irish Photography Podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. Until next time, guys, keep shooting.